This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1094. Sounds great to me. The difference between for me and to me in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a great question from a listener. When do you say for me and when do you say to me in a sentence? The difference is subtle, but we'll show you how to navigate it today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Oh, Michelle, I'm so excited because I am getting ready in a couple days to get on a plane to Paris. I'm going to take my trip to Paris. And guys, I know we talked about this a few months ago, but we're recording these episodes very far in advance. So yeah, I'm so excited, Michelle.
That's so much fun. You really deserve it. I know you've been working really hard.
Oh my God, it's going to be so good for me because I'm just feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything and I just need to leave it all behind for a week.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. I hope you have a good time.
Oh my God, it's so good for us to just like take time off, even though, you know, for me, it never feels like the right time to take time off.
Yeah.
But then once I go and I come back, I'm always happy I did because, you know, there's never a good time to get away from work because there's always loose ends, things going on. But
right.
You just have to say, okay, this is what I need right now for me, for my health, and I'm going to go.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like... Whenever I'm about to go on vacation, I get a little bit nervous. I'm trying to finish everything and I'm like very stuck in work. And I always think to myself like, oh, I'm not going to actually be able to like, how am I going to be able to get my mind away from this? You know, like, cause it doesn't feel like it. But once you leave your apartment and you're like on your way and then you get there, it just all like melts away and it's just so nice.
Exactly. You're fully immersed in it. And then your reality becomes that trip. And then things are different. So yeah, I'm psyched. Yeah. I'm ready to eat a lot of good French food, drink a lot of wine. We're going to visit Strasbourg. We're going to do like a food tour around the city. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my gosh. You are making me so jealous right now, Lindsay. Wow. That is so much fun. I hope you have a wonderful time. And
Thanks, Michelle.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, I'm excited to meet your baby. He's coming soon. It's amazing.
He is. I can't believe it. Time really went by very quickly.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump into it, Michelle.
All right. So, Lindsay, today we have a great listener question. And actually, I don't know if our listeners have noticed, but we've been kind of using some of the parts of this question. So we're going to be talking today about the difference between to me and for me, right?
Yeah, exactly. So today, guys, we're not talking about really the difference between to and for. That's way too broad for one episode.
Yeah.
But instead on this show, what we like to do is break it down into little chunks and functions and where these little phrases land in a sentence. And we're going to teach you guys about that. How do you know whether to say to me or for me at the end? And usually at the end of the sentence, but not always, actually, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But definitely usually at the end of a question. And, so we're going to get into that today. But before that, we want to tell our listeners that you should also be listening to the IELTS Energy podcast, right, Lindsay?
Exactly, Michelle. Guys, if you're getting ready for, you know, this is your year to go abroad, to live abroad, then you probably need to take IELTS. The one place you need to go, because we train our listeners to get their 7s, 8s, and 9s, go over to the IELTS Energy podcast and listen 3 days a week to us over there. It's going to be great.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into this question. Lindsay, okay. Could you read the question for us?
Definitely. Who wrote in this question? Do we have a name on this? Not today.
We do. It's at the bottom. It's Antonio from Brazil.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hi, girls. I've been listening to your podcast for about 8 months, and I'm in love with your work. Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you.
I listen to your podcast while I'm driving to college, and people might think I'm crazy because I practice repeating some sentences for better pronunciation. That's so good. I'm currently at episode 802, and I still have plenty to catch up on. Given the proper compliment on the show, I will start with my question. What is the difference between for me and to me? I tried to Google it to find a pattern, but I couldn't find something solid. Here are some examples. She's a good friend to me, or she's a good friend for me. How special you are to me, or how special you are for me. It's an interesting topic to me. It's an interesting topic for me. There's also the cases when it's used in the beginning of the sentence, like, for me, this is an interesting topic, or to me, this is an interesting topic. Both ways are correct, or do they change the meaning? Thanks, and once again, congratulations on the great work you guys are doing. Antonio Azevedo from Brazil. Awesome.
Thank you, Antonio. I love it. This is a fun one. So we're going to get into it. Before we get started, I want to direct you guys over to episode 415, which is your preposition problems ended with this question answered. So here we talk about... talk about a little bit with for me, to me, also with me. So we get into it a little bit, but today we're really going to drill down a little bit more. So let's think of this as a little bit of a follow-up. So if you want to listen to that one, that would be really helpful, I think.
Yeah, guys. And remember, if you're listening in the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you can easily just type 415 into that search bar at the very top of the episode list and get it right away.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so let's get into it. So what would you say is for me?
Okay, so the idea here is when we say for me, guys, it means that it is beneficial to you in some way. It helps you. It benefits you in one way or another. Okay, would you agree with that, Michelle?
Yeah. So we'll get into this example in 1 second. So yeah. Also, to me is more like... I feel like more of your personal thoughts, maybe your opinion, your feeling on something. So let's start that off by using one of Antonio's examples, right?
Yeah.
So he said it's an interesting topic to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, in my thoughts, in my mind, the way it strikes me, it seems interesting.
Right, exactly. Whereas it's an interesting topic for me, I think is more like, oh, maybe it's going to impact or affect me in some way. Maybe you're studying the topic for grad school. And so if you go to, maybe there's a documentary that kind of touches on your field of studies and you might say, oh, it's an interesting topic for me.
Go ahead. Like a way of saying that specifically this topic is for you. It's like it makes it kind of uniquely important for you.
Right.
That it's going to help you or impact you.
Right. So you could say like, oh, learning about Iceland is really interesting for me because I'm going there next month. Could you say to me? Yeah. The difference is very slight in some cases and then obvious in others.
Right, exactly. Like when we were talking about Paris, I said, you know, Paris will be great for me, of course. Right. I wouldn't say to me. It wouldn't make any sense there, actually, because it's going to help me. It's going to impact me. And then you said, yeah, sounds good to me. Right. You didn't say sounds good for me.
Right. Because I'm not going on the trip.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, guys, it's very subtle, but you guys are ready for this. You guys are ready for this. This is the right way to up your level of English right here. Okay, let's keep going, Michelle.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So his next example was how special you are to me. Right? Yeah. It's like, well, I have this feeling you're special. This is my thought about you. But yeah. I wouldn't necessarily, I don't know, just like in general, I feel like I may not say this. I don't know. Well, that's not true.
I think just the construction by saying how special you are, it's kind of fancy. It's kind of formal sounding. Almost sounds like it comes out of a poem.
Like I might say more just like, oh, you're so special to me.
Exactly. Exactly. I would change that around there, Antonio. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And then, but if you say like how special you are for me or you're so special for me, I don't know. Still, it sounds funny to me.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I think that generally we would stick to, you know, you're really special to me.
Yeah.
Because that's all about your thoughts about that person, right? Your thoughts and your feelings about that person. It's not so much about that way, the way that person's going to eat. This is kind of more of a chunk. I would learn this one as a chunk. But in this case, I wouldn't really use the four at all.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on that one. Yeah. So the last one that Antonio asked about was, she is a good friend to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a good friend to me. Mm-hmm.
Right. She treats me well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you say she's a good friend for me, what would that be?
This is so subtle, the difference
here. I know.
Actually, his questions are very subtle. I mean, we've given some more dramatic different examples, but these are very subtle. So she's a good friend for me. So it means that like something about her impacts you in a positive way. I would also say, you know, if I go out to a networking event, I could make some great connection. That person is a great connection for me. Right. Because they have certain other connections in the business world. So it's kind of about how they'll impact you.
Right. So like in this one, like she's a good friend for me. It makes me think of like, okay, maybe you're really shy and this person is outgoing. And so like that's maybe it's like, oh, well, she's a good friend for me because she gets me out of my shell. Like, you know, like, so in that way, she pushes me. Right.
Yeah. And when you say she's a good friend to me, it's kind of more about your feeling, your thought and your direct relationship with her. Not so much how she'll impact you by getting you out of your shell.
Yeah.
That is so subtle.
I know. Guys, these are really, really subtle. And, you know, so this is where, you know, there can be more than one key difference between these. And, you know, we're not going to get into everything today, but we really want you to walk away from this episode with this idea of like, one is more about like how something impacts you, why it's good for you, it affecting you in some way, or it just being more like, oh, your opinion or your interaction with this thing. Right. But, also, you know, I think that, you know, always chunks are also going to be important. And we talk about that a little bit in the other episode. But it is so true, right?
It's so true. Because, I mean, it's a shortcut, right? We hear natives say something all the time, then we can easily adopt that as long as we understand what it means. And we can save the time of having to think about what grammar goes there based on the rule. I know native speakers don't do that.
Right.
Right. They repeat what they hear. Others say, others saying. So do it that way, guys. Go with the chunks. Listen to native English as much as you can.
For sure. And Lindsay, do you think you would use like for me or to me at the beginning of a sentence?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. To me, I think, yeah, I would use it as a kind of a way to open that I'm introduce the fact that I'm going to state my opinion. Right. To me, Boston is a little more relaxed than New York.
Right. That's true. Yeah, I like that, opening up a new opinion. I still think that I feel most comfortable using them at the end. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could use it at the beginning as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, all right. So then we have a couple chunks, right, Michelle?
Right. So we said this one earlier on. I think I said this about Paris. I said, sounds good to me, right? So something sounds good in my head, in my mind, right?
And this is also a way to respond to someone. Like when you're listening to someone say something maybe that they're going to do, that they've done, a situation in their lives, you respond by saying, oh, sounds good to me, right? It's about voicing your thought in that moment.
Right. And the other one would be looks good to me, right? Sounds good, looks good. Like if somebody is showing you something, you know, oh, that looks good to me, right?
Or expressing your thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Oh. So like if you're looking at a menu and you're like, oh, that looks good to me, right?
Yeah, for sure. But then we contrast that, guys. Here's the difference. If you say, oh, Lindsay, I can't record until 2 weeks from today, you know, I can record the day before Thanksgiving, I could say, well, yeah, that works well for me, right? Because I'll be off that day. So works well for me, right? Because that's the impact of working together at that time.
Exactly. So guys, these are some good chunks where it also, you can think about this rule. You can think about how to apply it, but it's also just like, oh, you're going to hear these three a lot, I think. And, I think it's not a bad idea to learn it in chunks as well. But of course, it's good to understand, you know, some of the meaning behind it, but don't let that get in the way, right?
Yeah. Let's throw it into a little role play.
Let's do it.
Okay. What's happening here, Michelle?
Lindsay, we are talking about a documentary we watched about the show Friends.
Michelle, you just love that show. I mean,
I do. I still talk about it like it's like a brand new show. It's incredible.
Okay.
It's like, well, it's like, oh, that new show Friends.
Have you might heard be the only one who's still stuck on Friends.
That's not true. I still talk to a lot of people who like it.
Okay.
I'm not that, but I am kind of bad. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Oh my gosh. That documentary was amazing.
I know. It's amazing to me how some of the actors weren't originally thought of for the parts they ended up playing.
I know. It's hard to imagine the cast playing different characters. This was all very funny for me because I just watched another show about Friends and how popular it was. So it was interesting to see the different opinions and how the documentaries differed.
Yeah. To me, Friends will always be the best show.
It's pretty good. It's hard for me to find the time to watch TV, but I'm glad I caught this one.
Same. Well, the timing worked well for me because I had just finished a ton of lesson planning.
Oh, your lesson plans look good to me, by the way.
Thanks. See you later.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I don't know why you're looking at my lesson plans, but that's...
I know. Well, why that's not? Okay. Yeah.
You're helping me out.
Yeah. So these are some good examples. Let's go through it here. I mean, you said, I know, it's amazing to me. So this is good. This is really useful right here. You're stating your opinion. It's just amazing to me how some of the actors weren't originally thought of for the parts they ended up playing.
Right.
A way to really be like big about stating your opinion.
Exactly. Yeah,
like I could say, like, you could also say this when you're annoyed with something, like, it's amazing to me that the Boston Metro or the Boston subway is so bad.
Right.
Right.
Or New York. So then the next thing was, you said this was all very funny for me.
Yeah.
So because I just watched another show about Friends and how popular it was. So it didn't benefit you, but it's like, I guess... I mean, you
impact.
Could say funny. Yeah, it impacted you. Like, I, you could say funny to me, but I don't know. It sounds like it's because of this particular situation.
Right. It's like something is special about you and this connection with this documentary.
Exactly.
And it's because you watched another one just before. Okay.
Right.
So that's where you're, it's kind of a way of carving out the fact that this is special for me for some reason.
Exactly. And then I said, so we stuck this one at the beginning so as to introduce my opinion. So I said, to me, Friends will always be the best show.
Yeah. And then I say, it's pretty good. It's hard for me to find the time to watch TV. Right. So again, this is about my impact, my special scenario. I don't have time in my life to watch TV. So,
Right. Yeah. And then I said, well, the timing worked well for me, right? Because I just finished a ton of lesson planning.
Yep, you got it. Again, impact specifically about you. And then I say, oh, your lesson plans look good to me, right? I'm observing something, right?
Right. In my opinion. And also that's kind of one of the chunks we were talking about.
Yep, exactly. And then you said, thanks, see you later. Sounds good to me, right? That's just your response. That sounds good to me. You would never say, sounds good for me here. It would be weird.
right. Exactly. So yeah, guys, you know, some of them could be switched, but you know, to me, for me, there are times when you could use either one, but this gives you a basic idea and a basic understanding of why you might choose one over the other, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. So what's the takeaway today? What do we want our listeners to come away with today?
All right. So, you know, sometimes one of these two choices works better than the other just as part of a chunk, right? So we said, we might just say, oh, something sounds a little bit more natural. Like you may not be able to analyze it and say, well, it's because of this, this, and that, and blah, 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 right? And it's more just like a chunk in our language. So keep that in mind and listen to how others use these words and phrases. But this is a good general rule of thumb and a good place to start because it can be a little bit complicated. We can do follow-up episodes. There may be other uses, right? But we just wanted to give you a start with these. I think it's a helpful way to think about it. What do you think, Lindsay?
Exactly. I mean, I think language learning is not entirely meant to be analytical, right? We can't necessarily analyze the language that we're going to speak in the way that we'd analyze, I don't know, like a math problem or something, or I don't know, some literature, right? It's experiential. Right. We need to go out and practice these things. Guys, start by observing natives. Listen for these things, right? Why do they say to me and for me at the end or the beginning of a sentence? And then start practicing with them right there. Do it in an experiential way. Yes. Love it.
For sure. All right. Well, this has been fun. And thanks to our listener for the great question.
Yeah, this has been great. And guys, remember, you can get the transcripts at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.